Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are live from Eagle Watch Golf Club today, where our Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic is ongoing. And if you go to 92.9thegame.com, click the events page, you can place your bids on auction items, including courtside tickets to an upcoming Hawks game, complimentary rounds of golf to include a one-year membership at Eagle Watch Golf Club. All proceeds benefit Pets for Vets. Again, it's the 92.9thegame.com site, guys. Click on the events page. Atlanta, we got a lot to talk about. Can somebody explain to me, anybody, what the hell is going on with this offense? Because what I watched yesterday with the Falcons taking on the Saints looked a little bit different, Mike Bell. Somebody please explain to me what is going on with this offense.
First off, we don't apologize for a win. A win is a win. We'll take it. But there's more. I said to Carl, this game left me with more questions than answers. Why can't you get Michael Penix Jr. under center? Now, the injury is the injury, and we won't see him again until maybe, I don't know, August, if we're lucky. But the underlying problem we had with the offense is his inability to be comfortable in the pocket. And Kirk Cousins, again, he's a veteran. We know all that, Carl, and everybody has a learning curve in the NFL. But look how much more fluidity, how the passing game opened up with a bunch of bums. With all due respect to David Sills.
Yes.
And some of the other guys that were out there. Mooney got back in the game. He couldn't get any of that chemistry with Michael Penix Jr. that he has with Cousins. But the play action just opens up so many things. The pistol. We looked it up last week. The Rams only used the pistol 14 to 18% of the time. That was last season. Not like they're in at the level we have been with Penix. So the question I get to you is, why were we running the offense that we were running? Because Michael Penix is incapable of being under center, doesn't want to be under center, or Zach can't coach him to be under center. And tell him, look, you're in the NFL now. This isn't a Pac-12. No more shotgun. I don't get it. I'm confused because that offense looked like a friggin' Swiss watch compared to how it's looked the last few weeks.
Somebody explain to me what we watched yesterday. Why was Kirk Cousins under center 60% of the snaps? Listen, what we're telling you is, why can't we do this with the guy that we've invested in and we drafted
right
in the top 10?
Right.
This is what Mike and I have been clamoring for and saying, hey, the offense would look a lot better if you were able to do these things. Well, ironically, they're able to do these things. But it doesn't look like they're able to do them with the guy that we drafted. So all of a sudden now, we get a win, take the win. But now this opens up questions about what this means moving forward. And Mike is right. If we have a guy, and we do not know this for fact, okay? But if we have a guy in Michael Penix who's less comfortable under center, then he's hampering the offense. And by the way, let me tell you what Raheem Morris said. And I quote, Kirk Cousins is more comfortable under center than Michael Penix is. The head coach of our football team said it, Mike.
Right.
He owned it to Mark Raimondi and everybody else that was there covering this game. So I am not sure what to think right now. All I can tell you is it looked better. We got explosive plays. I finally got a chance to say, what's up, Darnell? I mean, I don't know what the hell to tell you guys, but all of a sudden it looked a lot better. But the bigger story, guys, to be quite honest, is how good this defense played. The defense may have played their best game of the season yesterday. And, Mike, let me say this, and I'm going to stand on this, guys. Our two rookies are real. James Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker are building blocks. I know that you might say, well, it's only five sacks, it's only four sacks. Guys, they have shown up in big spots throughout the course of the season. And yesterday, Mike, you said it to me. We were on the golf course today. We'll tell you how we did. We'll tell you more about our Brown Charity Golf Classic. But Mike said to me, he goes, you know, at the end of the day, this New Orleans offense stinks. It's just terrible.
I mean, it's a bad offense. Tyler Shook is trying to learn his way.
It's terrible.
They really can't do anything. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you take away the pick six, you know, the Kirk Cousins or the interception that, you know, sets up the touchdown. I mean, they're really not capable of scoring a lot of points. So you do have to temper it. But, hey, as we said, we don't apologize for a win. And Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr., especially if, you know, if we win a few more games and the Rams don't have a really great pick, maybe that softens the blow for not having the first rounder. And you say, look, we can laugh about this hardy har har when James Pierce Jr. has become Claude Humphrey, has become an elite pass rusher, is going to be a Hall of Famer for the Falcons. And maybe that's the case. Only time will tell. But, look, it's we stopped the bleeding. The thing I said to Carl today that frustrates me the most, and I think a lot of Falcon fans I was talking to last night, we monkeyed around too many games we should have won.
Oh.
Starting with San Francisco, with some mistakes by the coaching staff. The Colts game was a winnable game. The Dolphins was a terrible game. We blew that one. The Carolina game was a winnable game. There's three games right there. While the Tampa Bay Bucs have now lost three in a row, the Bucs have finally had those injuries catch up. They've gotten to a harder part of their schedule. They got beat by the Patriots as well last week, and they lose this week. That was ugly against the Rams last night, if you didn't see it.
And Baker's hurt.
So this is the thing is we blanked around and found out too early in the season, because right now we could be a game out for this division right now. But we blew some games. And that's why when I'm Arthur Blank, no matter what happens and how many games we win down the stretch, you blew a chance to win this division by making too many fundamental mistakes earlier in the season.
What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. We are live at Eagle Watch Golf Club, but we have access to all the things, guys, and we can take your calls. Obviously, we want to hear from you on the text line. Follow Mike at Mike Bell, ATL, and follow me at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. And this radio show at Dukes and Bell 929, and stay up on everything that's going on in the world of sports by following the radio station at 929 The Game. Let me say this, just a quick sidestep away from the Falcons and what the hey was that. This tournament, huge success, thanks to all the people who are involved and everybody that helped put this on. Every year it gets bigger and bigger. Big shout out to Mike Conti, Bo Moore. I know it was a big, big involvement in this. All the folks here at Eagle Watch.
I organized this.
Dave Ashburn, all our sales folks. But huge event, man. And the best part about this is Mike and I get here, and our listeners are totally about 92.9 The Game. And, Mike, to walk up and say, hey, Dukes and Bell, I listen every day. Or, hey, man, I, you know, Allie Mack's out there. I listen to the morning shift. Or, you know, they see Andy and Randy, and they engage. This is what it's about, guys. The tournament is for charity, and we appreciate you guys contributing, but it's really about the connection with us and you. And so we thank you. And I just want to sidestep. We got all afternoon to talk about this Falcon situation because, Mike, this is a situation. This is a situation because if it gets better with Cousins under center, we are all going to be questioning what the hell is going on with Michael Penix.
It's the direct opposite of last year, where last year Kirk Cousins couldn't deliver and they weren't prepared to go to the rookie. And this year they kept trying to give the rookie more chances. And they're not coaching him. They're not putting him in a place to succeed because, as we know, he can't do the things that make this offense work. You're seeing Cousins. Guys, when you've got two great running backs in Bijan and Tyler Allgeier, play action it's simple. This isn't something from a guy who plays Madden. I listen to Drew Brees. I listen to Arch on the call, and then I rewatched the game this morning, and I listened to Drew Brees say how much better our offense looks with play action from quarterback under center.
Brees said he loved it as a quarterback himself.
Yes, and look, the over-reliance on the pistol is a major problem. And there's a level of hubris with Zach, and we've talked about they'll laugh, oh, the pistol, that's our offense. Why couldn't – see, that, another thing. Why didn't Michael Penix Jr. take all the snaps in the preseason? Why didn't you get him more experience?
Under center.
These are things, let him learn on the job in the preseason, but Nyheim Morris doesn't want to play a starter. This is a quarterback that needs all the reps and mental reps he can get. So this goes back to, same went for last year. Remember, he didn't get any reps last year.
No, he didn't.
Except for one series. So there's a lot of problems, and this goes back to the coaching staff. These are the questions Arthur Blank should be asking, whether it's this week or at the end of the season.
Did you guys hear what I said? Raheem Morris says Cousins is more comfortable being under center than Penix is. What they did yesterday is adjust the offense accordingly to the player and his comfortability.
Right.
That's what we're telling you.
Right.
And I have an issue with this because we all thought, well, the offense is inflexible, Mike. You can't fix it for a guy if he doesn't want to do what they're trying to do. So this is what the offense is. It's not. And you saw the difference yesterday. 404-726-0929. We are live again at Eagle Watch Golf Club. We got a lot to get to today. A big weekend in so many ways. Dogs handle business. Tech wet the bed. Hawks continue to win.
Oh.
And the Falcons finally snapped this losing streak. Big weekend.
Yeah, Georgia didn't cover, but we're used to that. It doesn't matter. Just, you know, keep everybody healthy and get ready for Georgia Tech. That's the first time I've seen a Brent team really look unprepared. And Haynes King, did you see that piece of video where Haynes King's on the sideline when it's 21-0?
Unbelievable.
And he looks shell-shocked. And,
yeah.
And we know what a gritty, tough, you know, mentally tough guy Haynes King is. And he did battle back. But by that point, let's be honest, the hay was in the barn, man. That's a frustrating loss because even, like, Tech, we just kept waiting for them to kind of flick the switch. They couldn't. Pitt was so aggressive. And then Pitt couldn't score in the second half either until they ran that player up the middle. Brother, that's Tech's defense. I knew it was going to come back to bite him, but that was the first complete whooping that I've seen Georgia Tech take under Brett Key.
I agree. And unfortunately, here's the other sad part about this. Look, I appreciate what Haynes King has been able to do for this team, this university, but all the things that were in front of him, gone. Playoff, gone. Heisman, just being there, gone.
Right.
You know, talk about all the accolades after the end of the season, whether it included the Heisman or not, gone. That performance, and Mike, more importantly, the worst interception I've seen in a very long time in the biggest moment of the game.
Right.
You have the momentum. We're down 14. This is about to be a one-score game. Bro, we're about to push this in, and Haynes King, don't throw it.
Don't do it.
Oh, my God. And he throws that ball, and I'm like, oh, this is a wrap. Pick six. And you just saw the energy in the stadium just evaporate.
And I've seen Pitt play a lot. I told you my wife went to Pitt, so I watched a lot of Pitt Panther football. They got an 18-year-old kid making some really clutch decisions.
Ooh.
That ball comes out crisp. And again, the question now is, does he stay at Pitt or somebody else, a bigger school, come and pill for him in the portal?
Sure.
But they made the decision to go from Holstein to him, and that young man he's impressive. But then Georgia Tech ramped up the blitzes, and they really didn't do anything offensively for much of the second half. So very frustrating. Doug, let's be honest. Tech just dug too big a hole he couldn't get out of. Brent Key, I mean, he said it at halftime in the interview. It's like, yeah, we gave up 28 freaking points.
It's hard, man.
You know, and that's it. They just don't have the kind of offense that can come back from that.
Speaking of the Falcons, we got a lot to get to here as we'll be talking with you all afternoon long. And look.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Good news is, they're capable.
Right.
The good news is they can move the ball. The good news is, what's up, Darnell? We can make explosive plays down the field. The good news is Kirk Cousins looked pretty damn good. I mean, he wasn't great. He didn't throw for 400 yards, but he looked good. And, Mike, did you blame the interception on him or Kyle Pitts?
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.